Truth.
Welcome to In Plain Sight. Jeremy here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, send the much-needed fundage to keep free speech alive. You can make your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in the debit or credit card number 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. As I've mentioned before, you have all sorts of broadcasts on RBN. Some you may agree with and some you don't, but it is truly a network of free speech where you can hear different points of view and you can even call into most shows and voice your opposition if you want to, as long as you do it respectably and don't use profanity or FedPost. So please keep this free speech alive and donate. I gave $100 last week. Some of you that have a little bit of money, the gauntlet is thrown. Match my donation for $100. Others of you, maybe you can give $5 or $10. Make it a recurring donation and something that RBN can count on, because we have a lot of hosts that do a lot of work, and for the most part, they don't get paid. Even though you may donate to particular hosts, overall, the hosts don't demand payment in order to stay on the network. Guess what? Unlike rents, neither does RBN. So rents demands that you pay them. It was $500 a month. I know because my very good friend Andy Hitchcock is on rents. Also, David Duke is on rents. And they have to pay money to be on the network. RBN doesn't charge the hosts. All right. We don't make regular money, neither are we charged. So we do this because we want to, and we want to give to you, the ability to listen to different points of view and different hosts. And it's just something that we enjoy doing. Like, I have all of this stuff in my head all day that I get from listening to content and reading articles, and I want to relay this to you, and then I want to get your feedback, which we will be getting tonight. You can call in live on your Monday Night Drive, 512-248-8252, if you want to comment. So please get some money in here, and let's keep this going. RBN needs you now more than ever. So we're going to start with a Monday Night broadcast. As per usual, a rundown of the news and your comments. I gleaned the Stormer today, as well as different. I look at different websites and articles, a few from WKMS and some from Google, and then even Skype sends me articles on the Skype feed that I can look into. And also happened to run across, I was in some boomers' rooms today looking at their cable TV, and there are things on CNN about the Trump trials. You know, we got all that going on. So I'm trying to gather all this together, put together some sort of content for you and present it in a way that's interesting and entertaining, hopefully, and prompt you to call in and tell me your opinion. As you know, we still have this ongoing genocide in Palestine, where not only are the Jews bombing from Israel, they're bombing, you know, hospitals and women and children, but they're denying food. A Stormer article highlights child starver Jews ban on UN food deliveries to northern Gaza. They highlight a tweet on the platform formerly known as Twitter, currently known as X, from Felipe Lazzarini: all our food convoys have been denied access in northern Gaza this week. With unimpeded access, this man-made starvation can still be averted. Tons of food have been sent to Gaza, and Israel is not allowing them in. This also according to the World Food Program. They have a tweet on here. Felipe Lazzarini also tweets, Gaza, as of today, the main lifeline for Palestinian refugees, is denied from providing life-saving assistance to northern Gaza. Despite the tragedy unfolding on our watch, the Israeli authorities informed the UN. Get that. The Israeli authorities informed the UN they would no longer approve any UNRWA food. So this looks to be a long-term starvation program on par with the starvation the Bolsheviks imposed on Ukraine and the Holodomor in the early 1930s. Again, this is on par with the Holodomor, where we're about to witness, and we are witnessing in real time, a starvation of the Palestinian peoples. From The Guardian, Israel has reportedly barred the UN Agency for Palestine Refugees from making aid deliveries in northern Gaza, where the threat of famine is the highest. This according to the head of the UNRWA. Despite the tragedy unfolding on our watch, Israeli authorities have informed the UN they will no longer approve any UNRWA food convoys to the north. This is outrageous, and it makes it intentional to obstruct life-saving assistance during a man-made famine. Again, it's man-made because Israel is denying food trucks into Gaza. We've read in the past reports of the IDF actually opening fire on Palestinians trying to get food from food trucks. Food cargo shipments have been airdropped on top of Palestinians. And this is just ridiculous. I mean, how much longer, you know, will the global community put up with this? Well, it seems like it's going to be indefinite. It seems like that we're going to witness this purposeful starvation. Zero food, period. Right? And there's very pathetic and sad tweets on X here of young children, like scrawny, you can see their bones, laying in beds and starving to death. Again, these videos have been posted by people on the ground in Palestine who have pocket cell phones that pretty much anyone in the third world can get, and they can record these things in real time and high def and post them on their social media platforms. So again, how much longer can it go on? When will the global community stand up and act? Also, Israel attacks two more hospitals in Gaza, smoke bombing them, literally smoking them out. And I'm having trouble with my internet tonight, so you guys can bear with me. But this happening as Israel claims that Hamas has secret bases under the hospitals. I've went kind of back and forth on the theory that perhaps the IDF had infiltrated Hamas and have placed, you know, arms and munitions under these hospitals. That's a possibility. Or it could just be that Israel is just saying, yeah, we think there's Hamas in the underground tunnels that we're going to bomb this. At the end of the day, what you have is women and children, Palestinian civilians suffering under this. And the Biden administration, it seems the only reason they protested this at all, including Chuckie Schumer, is because they fear that they've lost their Democratic base. The Democrat base is completely disenfranchised in that there's no politician on the Democrats' side that's advocating for Palestine that's getting any kind of traction other than certain members of the squad. Now, the Republican side, or your Trump, which Trump seems to be taking over, his core is all for Israel and thus all for this genocide. So the Republican Party is not suffering here, but the Democrat Party is. Their party's collapsing and their base turning against them. All right. Completely turning against them. These are things that we've observed and commented on for months now. I mean, since October 7th, we've been talking about this. The World UN Security Council demands immediate ceasefire in Gaza. All right. UN Security Council from Reuters demands immediate ceasefire in Gaza. On Monday, they demanded an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants, Hamas, and the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages after the United States abstained from the vote. The remaining 14 council members voted for the resolution, which was proposed by the 10 elected members of the body. Who are these 10 elected members? So, the number 10 was very interesting to me. I'm going to do a little spiritual health and wellness here. Please bear with me. In that there are prophecies in the Bible of the globe being divided in the final form of government on the earth into 10 regions or 10 kings. Okay. And that's kind of interesting that you have 10 climate regions. Also, if you go to the UN website, there are 10 climate regions. There are also 10 elected officials that are weighing in on this. So I pulled up an article on Google here. Current members of the United Nations Security Council. You have 5 permanent members, which are China, France, the Russian Federation, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And then you have 10 non-permanent members elected for 2-year terms by the UN General Assembly. And these are Algeria, Ecuador, Guinea, Japan, Malta, Mozambique, Republic of Korea, Sierra Leone, Slovenia, and Switzerland. These are the other 10 nations that are elected with 5 permanent members. Again, the 5 permanent members are China, France, Russian Federation, United Kingdom, and the United States. Of these 5 permanent members, China and the Russian Federation, you know, would be in favor of a ceasefire here. And you have this whole thing sort of connecting into the collapse of the West and the shift of power to China and Russia as global powers. Now, in this, dare I say, New World Order, we've had so many New World Orders. It's not just one. This new world order that I'm speaking of is where China and Russia with BRICS are sort of consolidating power economically, and I would even argue militarily. And so that there has to be a time when Russia and China will bring peace talks to the table. They will have to bring them to the table. they'll have to be the adults in the room. And what will be the response of the U.S.? Well, that's going to depend on most likely who's president. If we have the Biden administration, we're going to have just the same status quo. Quite possibly under Trump, you could have some negotiations where the U.S. economically wants to get back into the world system, in which case they would have to get rid of these crazy Russian sanctions and tap into the Belt and Road Initiative, possibly bringing Israel to heel. That could be something that happens, or you could have Trump coming in, guns a-blazing for Israel with all-out war for Iran. That's another possibility that we could see. That tends to be the one that I lean to. It's a little bit pessimistic. But in either of these situations, you have the decline of power from the West, specifically the U.S., no longer a hegemony, who would then have to negotiate with the two prevailing powers in the globe, Russia and China. Again, if you catch nothing else from what I said, catch this. The U.S. is declining in hegemony and has declined, and will eventually have to acquiesce and negotiate with Russia and China as the two prominent powers in the globe. And I would only think that part of this negotiation would have to be to bring Israel to heel, to bring it to heel, because they're not going to bring themselves to heel. It looks like they're just going to keep on with this. And even though even hardcore liberal, you know, Jews and Jewish power like Chucky Schumer have called for regime change of Benjamin Netanyahu, even though that's happened, you know, their motivations are because they're politically harmed by this. They're politically harmed by the actions of Israel, and they're finally just saying, like, enough is enough. So regardless of their motivations, eventually Israel is going to have to be brought to heel. How is that going to happen, and what does that look like? Not sure quite at this point. What would it look like militarily or by force? Israel would have to be forcefully regime changed. If they don't acquiesce and respond to any kind of pressure, they would have to be forcefully regime changed. Or they would have to have such economic pressures put on it that they would have to change policy. So really what I'm saying is that these people that call themselves Jews in Israel are going to have to be responded to by some sort of force or coercion, some sort of force or coercion. What would that look like? What would the United States do? Well, apparently it has the power to do nothing. It has demonstrated this quite clearly since the Russia-Ukraine conflict. All it can really do is pump money into Ukraine and Israel. And when the dollar becomes not a thing anymore, which is happening as well, as Middle Eastern countries sell oil in currencies other than the dollar, when the dollar becomes not a thing, the U.S. and the West are going to become, their economic powerhouse is going to collapse. The house of cards is going to fall down. And what's that going to mean for us? And it's going to be a little bit of pain in the short term. Probably the long term, it's going to be some benefit, but some pain in the short term. Extremely expensive gas, extremely expensive groceries. That is and will be and could be a thing for the West. These are just some thoughts that I'm brainstorming, throwing some stuff out there to you. And I covet your response. I really do. Call in 512-248-8252. Let me know what you think. Let me know how you think it's going to go. And we'll have more articles and commentary and a news rundown in plain sight when we come back from the break, up on the first break. Night falls and I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You turned and you ran. Oh, yeah. Wolves lived right from my hands. On a shove, don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream, never change a thing, doesn't bring you back. It's like blue on black.
Okay, we're coming back from the first break on In Plain Sight. Your rundown of the news on your Monday night broadcast of In Plain Sight. So I've put a lot of stuff out there. I do want to take calls. We've got Bubba Scott on the line. Let's bring Bubba on. And so Bubba, I want to give a little bit of a speech, I guess, or I want to say some things to you before you get into your whole spiel. First of all, welcome, Bubba.
Thanks.
Yeah. Look, I want you to understand something. Like, I want to give you and everyone else freedom of speech, but sometimes the way you present yourself, and this is an honest, open discussion between Bubba and Jeremy live on the air. It's not a personal phone call or anything. And I want to hear what you have to say, but some of the things you have to say are just very radical. Like, first of all, you claim to have contacts to the Pentagon, and this particular person that you mentioned, and I'm going to give you, you know, time to voice that, but like, not just you, there's other listeners, you know, that pay money that will.
Did you break up? Something's wrong. I can't hear you. Anybody there? Anybody there? Uh-oh.
Julie. All right, so here's what's going on. We got storms blowing in, like bad winds, and my internet, my Wi-Fi is out, so I'm strictly on my phone now. So we got Bubba Scout Reb waiting. What I was saying, Bubba, is that we want to hear what you have to say, but I gotta, you know, listen to the other listeners. I've gotta consider them. So please present yourself in a clear and concise manner. You claim to have contacts to the Pentagon. Like, people are interested in, like, if you have these contacts, why aren't you doing anything, or what is it that you're proposing that we do, right? So I'm going to give you the platform, Bubba. You got till the break. Give us what you got.
Okay, this is a first team for the Pentagon. No one in history has ever done this. We're not under jurisdiction of the U.S. DOJ right down to the street. They're not allowed near us. We're strictly military jurisdiction, top levels of the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs, and the Judge Advocate General. And we're not under the Uniform Code of Military Justice because we're three civilians. And the fact whether we served or not before, and being 100% U.S. Army service-connected, priority group one, medical, retired, permanent, and the VA, the Veterans Administration, doesn't like it, even though we've got assigned counselors from the VA because of federal agents involved. This is a national emergency, and I can't stress it enough. The reason this isn't going through, because the same things Patrick and Jeremy talk about. I was supposed to be on their show to actually get to the point. And the point is, the same ones you don't like, they're behind this obstruction that would put us through to finish the job. No, we stepped forward. We raised our right hand on this, but we're civilians pointing at targets inside America, and in this case, inside the state of Colorado. It's even in textbooks how bad this is. At the University of all places, Eastern Kentucky University, at the School of Criminal Justice, funded by Homeland Security. And I expected that everybody wouldn't shut up about it. Now, last week, Jeremy found on the internet something I didn't even know, a LinkedIn page of the people who call us from the United States Army Command. It's called ARSEC, Office of Christina Warman, Secretary of the Army. So I want to hold to the other side of the break so I can explain it, what he found. And it's a national emergency.
Okay, we will hold you over. We're at the break now. Hold over, break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, Fact Bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
Okay, we're coming back from the break. I got Bubba Scout Reb on hold. Now, Bubba, let me just give you some pointed questions because we do have another caller. When you call in, you know, you claim, first of all, that these illegal immigrants are forming an army against the U.S. And I can't disagree with that. That sounds feasible because even Dick Durbin in Illinois has stated that that the U.S. should give these illegal immigrants entrance into the U.S. military to make them legal. All right, that would indicate a force against American citizens. So I got you there. But when you call in, you indicate that you have connections to the Pentagon that could turn this thing around. And in my mind, and in the mind of the listeners, we're thinking coup d'etat of the military, which I don't see as possible because so many high-ranking officers are confirmed, you know, by the Senate and by Jewish power and money. But really, I mean, a coup d'etat of the military would be the only thing that would be feasible in turning the country around very quickly at this point, before you get American citizens reaching a critical mass. If you would, Reb, I'm going to kick it to you. Just take a few minutes. Keep in mind, we got another caller. And what do you mean by connections to the Pentagon and turning this thing around?
We're not going after the government. We are the U.S. government. Both Scout Rep are the U.S. government versus the state of Colorado. All we got to do is knock out these regional administrations. There's nothing they can do in D.C. They're screwed, and so are the regional administrations. This is a none of the public knows about this. How do you think we got around the Justice Department? How do you think I can even say this on the radio? And it's only because you don't shut up about it. It's not me phoning in. It's why is the public sitting here and letting them take it? Why is these so-called militia groups waiting on the enemy's timetable? That's not military responsibility. I mean, that's just stupid. And that's what's going on. You're buying shooting irons and saying you're not violent. Those things kill people, those shooting irons you're buying. So what do you got them for? You don't even know. And they're registered with the same UN that's running the country through the 10 federal regions. It has nothing to do with D.C. D.C. ain't going to know what hit them. This is a military quarantine of the state of Colorado. You read the LinkedIn page of the contact we have at the top levels of RSEC, Christina Warmoth. You mentioned the Secretary of the Army, and that was her senior advisor. You read his name. You read his LinkedIn page. I didn't even know he had one until you read it last Monday. That's who they call me. And Bubba knows how to beat him, and it's a public law. And we were written to three times by President Bush 43, who signed the law 17 October 2006. So this is all set to go. And they're counting on you and everyone else to obstruct and not raise your voices and say, make those deadbeats on welfare do something. We point at the targets. We know what parts to order. They're going to be there in place, and we're going and getting this entire region. Well,
so let me respond. The rank-and-file American populace, it's true they buy weapons, and it's true that the Second Amendment exists for the purpose of overthrowing a government that's tyrannical. That's all true. That's in the Constitution. But the American people don't have the stomach to do that. I don't see any person that buys these firearms willing to do that. So you're either looking at a military coup d'etat, which I don't see happening.
No, we're not. We never said that. We're the U.S. government versus an entity that's taken over from within. Forget about D.C. You're talking about a regime that doesn't even know it's day or night. They're screwed. And they'll never see this coming because it's a local thing here in the state of Colorado. And watch it spread. We're hitting federal regions. We're not hitting
At the end of the day, listen to me, Reb. At the end of the day, if the feds knew who you really were, if the feds knew where Bubba Scout Reb lived and what his address was, they would just send FBI agents to your house, just like they did General Flynn, and arrest you at 4 a.m. with CNN cameras on you. That's the power that they have. So
we're under military jurisdiction. They can't do that. They've already contacted us, and they had to say the Pentagon sent them. They lied. So we've seen the federal agents, and this federal agent at NORTHCOM is in charge. He said, stay the hell away from us. They can't even approach us. They're not supposed to even contact us. And when they do, I tell them, hey, why aren't you stopping these lawbreakers who are obstructing traffic? That's what these hordes of illegals do while they're waiting for them to build them housing. We got nothing better to do. And they say they have no authority over them. This is all legal. It's covered by law. It's you paid for it, and your silence.
Law doesn't matter. Let me interrupt. Please allow me to interrupt. Law doesn't matter. These people don't care about the Constitution. They care about force. At the end of the day, that's all they care about is force. And if you don't have enough force to contradict their force, then they're going to overrun you. And what this is going to take would be every state governor that pushes back against the federal government is going to have to enable their National Guard to obey the state governors rather than the federal government. That's what it's going to take. That's literally a military coup. That's the point that I'm making.
Hold on here. I just told you, where's the government? We don't want any overthrow of us.
We're not the government.
We are the government.
The government are the people. The government are the people that are pushing child trainees and that are allowing illegals to cross over our borders in tremendous numbers, unprecedented numbers.
That's not what I'm saying. This is all official business of the United States government. That's why I can make these phone calls. We are a JAG complaint, which writes the U.S. government versus state of Colorado. It contains federal Region 8. We knock them out, and the IDs, they're going to drop dead of heart attacks. We know.
We read all the papers.
We know who's behind all this. The Catholic Church, the IDs, they're bringing all this garbage in, and they're doing it. And if you let it go, it's going to get you. It's
no offense to you, Rev. Hold on. Listen, no offense to you. But if the government really felt that you were a threat, they would raid your house and they would drag you out zip-tied in front of CNN, just like they did General Flynn, one of the most powerful generals in the last two decades.
But you're missing the point. I just told you, where's the U.S. government in a JAG complaint? It's written, United States of America, big letters, versus the state of Colorado. This is all official. It's not our... We're just the witnesses. We can't contradict this. We're not going to go against the U.S. government because we are their witnesses. Failure to prosecute would be contempt of the United States of America. We're not going to do that for these punks. We're going at... They pushed us too far. These local punks run by the United Nations. You're thinking of something else. You're thinking of a scenario where military leaders are going to go and get rid of the regime in D.C. And there's no point in doing that. We don't care who's in the White House. This is region by region. You don't get how America's being run. And whoever's behind it, the Catholic Church and the IDs, don't matter. They're going to hell. Because
but it's all about force. It's all about force. Let me give you an example. An example. During 2020, during the COVID lockdowns, our sheriffs and local law enforcement refused to enforce COVID measures, but the state police insisted on enforcing them. And so the sheriffs and local police departments backed down because they didn't want a gunfight between sheriffs and local law enforcement and state troopers. Therefore, business.
Okay, I agree. That's not what we're talking about. Let the bastards all disagree with the federal government. The federal, like the FBI and them, they're leaving town. They'll be running on the roads out of here. They don't want any part of this. They have deniability under the Justice Department. This is the War Department. They've declared war. This governors and these regional administrators and the United Nations have declared war on the United States government. That's us three. I know you don't understand this, but we signed up as government witnesses. We're not against the feds, and they're not against us. They're running. They don't want any part of this. No, that's why they came over to us and said the Pentagon sent them. Now, they lied. The state called them in, and they told
us. Let me put this out. Until the governors of the states of the United States of America, until the governors tell the National Guard to stop allowing these illegals to come into their states, and until they say we're going to stop it by force, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said, but you're wrong about who we are. Us three are getting rid of these filthy governors. They're the enemy, just like the regional administrators. They know this in D.C. You don't know that. The public's stupid. We've been took over the United States of America at the local and regional level. Of course the local punks are going to tell you they're not fighting with the state because that's who pays for them. They're traitors. The local 911 works for the United Nations. You don't got it through your head. Nobody does. We figured it out. That's why we can do this. The Defense Intelligence Agency started us. They knew this before you ever heard of them. And they took this to JAG and the Joint Chiefs. This is an action required under the U.S. public law. It's an overthrow of the United States of America from within, from these 10 federal regions. We don't want these governors having National Guard. We're taking away from them, and we're going to shove their dope industry down their throats and taking that with the IRS. Those are our buddies, the IRS and the United States Armed Forces. The people who are your enemies are at the... You don't get it. They could suck up to you all the time, and you'll bend over for them, and you'll think, well, they're going to stand up to the feds. No. They're the United Nations. Look it up, the National Civics League. It's running all these state administrations through these regional 10 federal regions who hate the federal government.
You're painting an even more realistic and dark scenario than even I'm painting in that case. Reb, I've gave you a lot of say. We've got to go to more callers, okay?
Okay, but I'll call back tomorrow with the other one, Patrick. I think you should hear more about this. That's why you never shut up about it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Reb, thanks for your call. I got to move on. We're going to get other callers in. I think we got Joe in Florida holding. Joe in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to wish you a blessed Holy Week here. And you asked the question earlier that how is this whole thing with Israel going to end? You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but here's a thought, okay? So this is the week, you know, as Christians, so this is the week when the devil thinks he's got a victory. And so I've noticed through history in my life, a lot of things go on this week, okay? Because at the end of the week, there's a triumph that happens, right? Satan is defeated forever, and he's definitively defeated. And, of course, it's a past tense thing, right? This is not who's going to win the battle here, right? The devil is already defeated. But I know that in big ways and little ways, there are things that happen sometimes during this Holy Week where the evil forces think they have some kind of victory at hand and they can get away with it, some very wicked things before the triumph. So that's just a pretext because, you know, I don't believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is the Antichrist, but he certainly represents the forces of the Antichrist. In fact, the entire state of Israel is, I believe, a satanic state. It does represent anti-Christianity. It's an antichrist state. So there's a possibility that they do this. They've been talking about this move on Rafah. There's 1 million people there. Of course, these Jews, these bloodthirsty Jewish psychopaths, Netanyahu and the other ones, they think nothing. They would think absolutely, would mean absolutely nothing to them to try and slaughter 1 million civilians in Rafah. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do it on Good Friday. They killed our Lord on Good Friday, and they always want to do something wicked and evil. The Jews want to do something wicked and evil during this week. Throughout history, there's this, Dr. E. Michael Jones talks about it, absolute proof throughout history from the Middle Ages, even before, that during Holy Week and on Good Friday, that's the day that Jews do actually kidnap and do blood sacrifices of Christian children. I mean, there's absolutely established proven evidence that this has happened throughout history. In fact, it's in Dr. Jones's book, The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit. He specifically cites a case. But just as an example of the kind of things that Jews, not all Jews, but the Jews do during this week. So maybe they try and a massacre in Rafah, or maybe it plays out some other way, but I wouldn't be surprised, right? The other thing I'll say is this. You were asking about how is it going to end, right? How is it all going to play out? I do think that Netanyahu is very, very unpopular in Israel. I mean, you've got his coalition that he's keeping there. I think it's very close possible that one of them, you know, he's got these other two people in there, that Itamar, whatever his name is, Ben-Gvir, and then there's another guy whose name I can't pronounce, they make Netanyahu look like he's some kind of a peace warrior. I mean, these people are sick, depraved Jews that just want to kill and genocide Palestinians, and they're proud of it. That's the people in the coalition that he needs to keep. And if he doesn't go far enough, which I think is possible, you know, Netanyahu may not be able to please them. He may not give them as much blood as they're looking for. They pull out of his government. His government collapses, and they replace him with another, maybe slightly less bloodthirsty Jew. And then we move on from there. You want to hold me over?
Yeah, hang on, Joe. We'll hold you to the other side.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to T-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
All right, we're coming back to In Plain Sight. We got Joe in Florida on hold. So Joe, I just want to hit on one of your points.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, in a democracy, the government has a status quo, and they will push that status quo regardless of what the people want, and they will put government leaders in place. And if the people reject the status quo, they would simply change the government leader face and go on with the status quo. And they could very well do this with Netanyahu. I think that's maybe one of the points that you were making. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. Although I would disagree that Israel is not a democracy. It's a Jewish terrorist dictatorship. So, and a lot of the victims of Israel are other Jews. I mean, there are Jews with conscience in Israel who are outraged at what's going on and what they're doing. But yeah, I agree with you absolutely. I do want to say, I'm trying to take a positive spin because it comes off very heavy. I realize that. But here's what I want to say, because you were talking about America, right, and the impact of America. So what do we have? It's clear, right, that America is being taken down, right? We are the host, right, and they are the parasite. Okay, so what do parasites do? They suck the blood out until the host is dead, and then they'll move on to another host. And so it's clear. We can see it everywhere, right? Immigration, invasion, right, where we could have a bank collapse at any time, right? A complete sewer. I call what we have in America today a polluted Jewish sewer culture, the promotion of abortion, promotion of sodomy, all these things, right? So we're obviously being destroyed. But here's the good news. All right, here's, we need some sunshine to come in and rain on our gloomy picture. The fact is that will happen, I think, and then maybe the Jews will move on somewhere else. You know, Jews were never and weren't always in this power position in America, and is my belief that they will at some point not be again. They will move on, or their power structure maybe, you know, I don't know where they're going to go, Ukraine, but I mean, the point is they're going to move on from us. But the good news, America is never good. Dr. Slattery was talking today on another network on his show with Dr. Duke about having a bad Judar, which I love that saying. In other words, most Americans have a bad Judar. They can't really, you know, they can't tell if somebody's Jewish. They don't recognize Jewish power, right? So that's what we've been victim of. But I think when this country collapses the way it is now, when it's totally collapsed, we're never going to go back to that time where we're oblivious to the danger of the enemy within. So that's the good thing, because we will have a very sharp Judar. And even in the last 2 years, I mean, having conversations and talking, people like, even like Candace Owens. What do you think, by the way, about Candace Owens? I think that's an amazing thing, because she's had reaches a certain audience, and she's really talking about Jewish power. But those kind of things, I think, are going to be popular. What do you think?
Yeah, Candace Owens does reach a lot of the Trump base, and that's a good thing. We could see a shift. And similarly to the way that we had a collapse of the Soviet Union and Vladimir Putin emerged from that collapse, it's possible that the United States could collapse politically, socially, economically, and that a leader would arise that would bring us kind of back into line. That's a possibility.
And the last thing I do want to say, important after all that, is we still know that Christ is king, right? In the end, God's still in control, and we can be grateful for that. Thank you, Jeremy.
Amen to that, Joe. Thanks for your call. Back tomorrow night with Patrick and Jeremy. You guys stay classic.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.